the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. Checking in at
number five.
All right, the president had a press conference today, right following the UN General Assembly in New York, and he says that it was actually Democrats who traveled to Ukraine and threatened the president.
There's a lot of corruption going on, and there was corruption. I just told you about senators that threatened him with votes and no money coming into Ukraine if they do things. That's really what people are trying to say that I did. But the only difference is I didn't do it. You take a look at that call. It was perfect. I didn't do it. There was no quid pro quo. But there was with Biden, and there was with these senators, they threatened. They said, you do this, you do that, we're not going to give you votes. That's the real deal.
Well, there is a difference, though, because the senators are theoretically representing American the interests of the United States foreign policy when they're doing that. They're saying you need to get rid of the, you know, if they're saying, for example, to this new president, you do have to rid these corrupt officials that we know were involved in things. The, you know, our own intelligence said that. And there is, you've got people around you, or you're doing something, or you're not taking care of the business that we want you to take care of as it pertains to Russia, we're not going to give you the votes for funding. And that is just, that's political horse trading. That's how that goes. That's just tough negotiating on behalf of the United States of America. If you're doing it for your own personal purposes because you've got a primary or an election coming up, and you've got, he doesn't have to worry about the primary, but he's got an election coming up, and this is likely to be, or was at that moment at least, likely to be your opponent trying to dig up dirt on that, that's different. And it's still up for, I'm going to tell you, I mean, it's still interpretable, but that is an apple and an orange. I don't know if we want to eat either of them, but you have two of them right there. There is a difference there. The president was asked if he was reluctant to release the transcripts.
I don't like the concept of releasing calls, because when a president or a prime minister or a king or a queen calls the United States, you don't like to say, gee, we're going to release your call to the fake news media and they're going to make you look like a fool. What happens is it's hard to do business that way. You want to have people feel comfortable. So I hated it. But you folks were saying such lies, such horrible things about a call that was so innocent and so nice.
They did ask the Ukrainian president if he was okay with it.
If he felt pressured.
But if he was okay with the release of the call.
Oh, they did in advance of doing that.
Yes. Mm.
But I suppose they might have done it anyway.
Right. And he said he did not feel pressured. I don't feel pressure. Here's what the president said about Adam Schiff.
But when you see what happened with the viciousness, and when you see little Adam Schiff go out and lie and lie and stand at the mic, smart guy, by the way, stand at the mic and act like he's so serious. And then he goes into a room with Nadler and they must laugh their asses off. They must laugh their asses off. But it's so bad for our country.
All right. There you go. That was the president earlier today. More of this tomorrow, because now a bunch of congressmen and senators have read the
whistleblower
complaint. And they're coming out, and you know, as one would anticipate, Democrats are coming out and saying, oh, this is bad, and then Republicans are coming out and saying, oh, well, I don't know. So, more on this. This is not going away anytime soon, and I mean by next Tuesday. I think it's about the time that America will lose interest in this story, potentially. All right, checking in at
number four.
Chicago teachers held a rally last night as they began to vote on authorizing a strike next month. Contract negotiations continue, and the voting will last until tomorrow. Strike, 75% must vote in favor for there to be a strike, and that could take place in October.
They're saying 7. They have the votes. The Jesse Sharkey, the CTU president, says he's got them.
And that's 75% of every single union member in the district, correct?
It's every
100%.
Yeah, everyone who's part of the union. That's right.
Yes.
It was changed It's part of the Daley administration, remember, to from, I think it was 50% or a majority to 75%.
People, I'm trying to get to Bernie Sanders
okay.
here.
Okay, so back to
all
Bernie.
Right.
Bernie Sanders was in attendance at this particular rally last night and spoke to the crowd.
You want and I want that the teaching profession receive the honor and respect it deserves for the enormously important work you do. And I'm not here just to flatter you. I'm not here to say nice things about you. What I'm here to say is what you know. Anybody, and I hear all these politicians, they got big flags behind them. They tell us how much they love America. If you love America, you love the children of America. If you love the children of America, you love the people who educate and take care of those children.
Very popular there with the teachers. Bernie Sanders, John Cusack in attendance as well. He was part of the group on stage rallying.
Yeah. That's going to help.
Support of the teachers.
Right. Welcome back. Are they going on strike in Malibu too? I don't know what's happening.
I don't know why he's gonna...
Anyway, there's Bernie. You know, he's also he's very animated. He's also trying to figure out where he was going to actually get a nosh after the meeting.
I'd suggest Manny's Deli.
I believe I would like to have been at Manny's, but they're closed. It's on the Ave. I'm incapable of being there at this particular moment, but I do understand the mishmash soup is quite delicious.
It is. I would second that.
They have the best latke in all of Chicago. Has anybody, hands, who's eaten there?
Underrated breakfast, Bernie.
Highly underrated. I very rarely get here for breakfast, but I do sometimes have the lunch. I can't believe how big the sandwich is at Manny's.
It's very big.
But it's also $16.
Well, matzo ball soup, great bargain there because it's excellent. And great people watching, too.
You're right, Bernie. It should be cheaper.
I've always said that. Maybe half a sandwich, maybe, because that's good enough. You get a half a sandwich and then you order extra bread.
Great holla.
The plan there is they don't want to sacrifice the quality, so they just, as meat prices go up, they just, you know, they keep the same amount of meat.
So remember, now Bernie did end on that whole notion of you know, you got to love America's kids. Remember when Bernie was a children's television host, and he would teach the kids about pressing issues of the 1970s?
Do any of the older kids, do you know, have some problems with drugs occasionally?
No.
Who wants to talk to me about that one? What about drugs? Is that a problem?
I like Coke.
Okay, do you want to talk about that one? Paula, who said they like Coke?
Me.
All right, you tell me about that.
I like Coca-Cola.
Oh, Coca-Cola. All right, but who knows about cocaine? Anyone ever seen cocaine?
Yes.
How old are these kids?
Right. Hold it, one at a time. What about cocaine? Good thing, bad thing, what?
Bad.
Why help the kids?
Because it has a bad effect on the body.
That's right.
Speaking of Coca-Cola, the one thing at the Manny's Deli is that you have to get the Coca-Cola before you go to the fountain. You must ask for the plastic cup before you go. Otherwise, you have to go back and get totally in line, and then it delays the time before you can have your pastrami, and you do not want to eat that when it is cold.
Right, it's sort of the cafeteria style. You got to go through and make your decisions quickly.
It's a small cup, too.
Yeah, you got to keep going back for that. All right.
If the package is accepted, it'd be the highest paid teachers in the country, CTU, right now. Currently, the mayor says.
All right. We'll get to your 3, your 2, and your 1, but first let's check in right now with Kim. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Road, the CTA station at Clark and Lake has reopened after earlier police activity. We'll bring you the latest coming up.
Catch Living Healthy Chicago this Saturday at 9 a.m. Learn about the struggles and successes of everyday Chicagoans' health and fitness. Living Healthy, Saturday at 9 a.m. on WGN-TV.
And Jen DeSalvo's traffic was brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation. A lot of people call and ask, and I said, yeah, I'll tell you about that on the other side.
Great. Thanks for getting that in.
Yeah, you're welcome. Let's get back to the top 5 and 5.
Number 3.
Antonio Brown's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, said, wait, Bobby Dolling's sweetheart, listen, he's not quite done. That sounds like Bernie Sanders, doesn't it? My agent, Bernie Sanders.
I thought he tweeted that he was done.
He's not done with the NFL. There's a lot of teams that Drew's talking to.
We're moving on. I believe that Antonio wants to continue his career in the NFL, and I've mentioned that. I have had discussions with a few teams that are very interested in him and want to know about his future and what's going on with the NFL. And hopefully when that is all resolved, Antonio will be able to continue his Hall of Fame career.
Okay.
So several teams are interested in him.
Yeah.
Would the Bears be on that list? Do we think?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think
no.
So. No.
No. Mark, was that a sarcastic no?
Yeah. That was like a that was like a Michael Jordan imitation, weirdly out of place. No, they're not bringing in Antonio Brown.
No.
So this is just the agent trying to drum up some kind
business,
of business.
That's what he's saying. That's exactly what he's trying to do, drum up business.
Number two.
Bears are going to wear their 1936 throwback uniforms Sunday when they take on the Vikings. Five players who lead the team's social justice committee wanted to deliver an important message. Trey Burton, Akeem Hicks, Danny Trevathan, and Mitchell Trubisky, and Chase Daniel joined George H. McCaskey in a two-minute video released last night in which they discussed the lessons learned from the past and how that can be applied to the future.
Integration of the NFL and the Bears was too long in coming, but we're proud that this year's Bears will be the first African Americans to wear these jerseys.
The importance of wearing this jersey goes way beyond this moment. Wearing this jersey is a sign, a symbol for the people that came before us that weren't allowed to wear this jersey. And now, on our shoulders, is the opportunity to represent not only our culture, but our city and our team by wearing this jersey and being the first African Americans to do so.
Okay. All right. There you go.
How about that? Very cool. Have you seen the jerseys, Mark? What are they?
I love the look. It's a little bit odd to me.
Have we seen these before? Or is this a new one?
There, if you like watch really, really old school NFL, they got the stripes,
No, but this is
the brown pants.
They haven't done this one. They haven't worn this as a throwback before.
No, they have not.
Okay.
No, they have not.
Brand new. Yeah, I don't like the brown pants. You know, the Packers were wearing the brown pants, and they looked like they did something bad in them the other night. Yeah. And then, like, the other day.
Kind of can cover it up if you do something bad.
It just didn't look right. Didn't look right.
You said doo-doo.
Paul McCartney is promoting his first children's picture book, Hey Grand Dude. That's the name of it. He discussed his inspiration behind the book to Stephen Colbert.
This all started because one of my grandchildren, I have eight grandchildren, Stephen.
Congratulations.
One of them, who shall remain nameless, Beckett, he just one day said, Hey, Grand Dude. He started calling me Grand Dude. So I said, oh, that's a great idea. And so I wrote some stories, and then these people found out and said, do you want to do a book?
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go.
Grand Dude, that's a good good way to go.
There
if you still
go.
Feel young and want to feel young.
He's still Sir Paul McCartney, as confused as ever.
The top five at five.